Hi, it's Maria Elena from Maria Elena Talks, your mental health professional. Today I'm going to talk about the holiday blues. The holidays is perceived to be a very joyous, happy time of year where we attend a lot of celebrations, a lot of parties, get together with loved ones, people that we haven't seen all year. But for a lot of people, the holidays brings on a lot of anxiety, feelings of depression, feelings of worry. It could be a very overwhelming time of year for a variety of reasons. Some people can't make it home for the holidays and that causes them stress. Some people are in a very difficult financial situation, which poses a lot of stress around the holidays. Sometimes people have to see family members that they haven't seen all year that they don't necessarily like or they don't necessarily get along with. There's a lot of demands placed on people over the holiday season. So there's some symptoms that you can look out for that signal that this might be a difficult time. If you're starting to feel more tired than usual, if you're losing interest in activities that used to bring you pleasure or joy, having difficulty concentrating, changes in eating and sleeping patterns, changes in hygiene patterns, these are all signs that you may be struggling with a depression or an anxiety brought on by this time of year. There are a few things you can do to avoid the holiday blues or to manage them in a healthier way. First, limit your alcohol intake. Alcohol is a central nervous system depressant, which will affect your mood and amplify any negative feelings that you already may be feeling. Get plenty of sleep, try to put yourself on a schedule, go to bed the same time every night. Being well rested can improve your mood and make you feel ready to face new challenges. Learn to say no. Don't overschedule yourself. If something comes up and you're already doing something else, you have to apologize. Say, I can't say no. I can't come, but stay firm in your decision. Maybe reschedule for after the holidays. Be open to new traditions. Sometimes people have in their mind what the holiday is supposed to look like instead of what it's going to look like. So be open to new things. Get support from people that love you and that you love as well. Don't isolate yourself. It could be beneficial to spend time with friends and family that you enjoy. Exercise is a big one. Get out, put your coat on, go for a brisk walk that increases your heart rate and releases mood-boosting endorphins. Diet is very important. Don't overeat junk, carbohydrates, focus on vegetables, focus on fruit, focus on healthier eating instead of junk. Pack your lunch instead of going into the lunchroom at work and seeing little appetizers and sweets to snack on. It's better to bring your own. So I hope this helps. If you find that you or a loved one is being affected by the holiday season and the anxiety and the depression that could come along with it, it's important to notice if it's impacting your everyday functioning. If it's getting in the way of you or a loved one's everyday functioning, it's time to see a mental health professional, let them do an evaluation, let them do an assessment, and to determine the best course of treatment for you and or your family. So I hope this helps. I would be happy to answer any questions. If you want to write in, I can be reached at askmariaelena@aol.com, askmariaelena@aol.com. And I'd be happy to answer any questions related to families, mental health, children, teenagers, couples, and I would be excited to hear from you. Thank you for listening.